This is Wade Bradley, voice of the people news program. The House of Representatives, it's President Trump. This is the third time this has occurred, first with Andrew Johnson after the Civil War, and more recently with Bill Clinton. Cockfighting has existed in Puerto Rico for some 400 years since Spanish colonialists brought the practice to the island. When Puerto Rico became part of the United States, cockfighting was outlawed. It was legalized again in 1933 and has been regulated ever since, with 71 licensed cockpits across the island of 3.2 million people. Dueling laws federally and at the island level are attempting to ban or maintain the service. Indian authorities cut off communications and restricted access to parts of the capital in an effort to thwart large-scale public protest over a new law viewed by critics as discriminating against Muslims and eroding the country's secular traditions. Goldman Sachs is in talks with the U.S. government to pay a multi-billion dollar fine, admit guilt, and agree to a continuing oversight of its compliance procedures in order to resolve a criminal investigation into its role in a Malaysian corruption scandal. In Brazil, the number of people officially killed by the police reached a five-year high last year, rising to 6,220, an average of 17 people each day, according to the Brazilian Public Security Forum, which compiles government data. 19 states and more than 500 cities and towns have already raised the age to 21 for buying cigarettes and e-smokes. The House and Senate passed a bill raising the age, and President Trump is expected to sign it. A Frankfurt, Germany court ruled that Uber could no longer submit ride-hail requests received on its app to car hire companies because it didn't own a car hire license itself, as required. An increase in the number of teens and young adults diagnosed with Ewing's sarcoma in southwest Pennsylvania has prompted the state to look for a link between fracking and the disease. Eviction Lab has found a significant number of evictions around the country are for less than $600 owed. The median owed, including court costs and late fees, is only $1,200 on evictions. Voice of the People Daily Bulletin presents People's News about actions and issues that demand action. This is Wade Rathke, and this bulletin is brought to you thanks to Acorn International, United Labor Unions Local 100, Social Policy Magazine, and the Affiliated Media Foundation Movement, AMFM.